the sisters of the House of Life-Giving Blood. We have exceptional hearing for certain things. The cries of labor, of course, but also a noise like a glottis quivering before speech as the cervix dilates. We can hear doubt and the fumbling of a newborn's poor latch. We hear the relief as a cramp releases and the faint draw of incoming tide as the uterine tissue grows plump again. But that day we were cooking, sizzling peppers and boiling jam and roasting pork, and maybe we were carried away with each other's laughter, with getting the seasoning just right. We didn't hear a thing. Later, we found the main gate split and charred, as if struck by lightning, though there had been no storm. One thing after another after that. Orally fed the chickens moldy grain. Two babies came tangled in their cords. Martha fell and injured her hip. And we argued with each other late into the night, seemingly about work schedules and harvest dates, but also maybe about whose work was most important. When the Donrea rang the bells, some of us slept on. Still, the work of the house continued. I remember a young woman called Giselle came to us because her monthly bleeding had stopped. There were a few sisters to attend her who could listen, at least in an ordinary way, to her story. I run most days, she told us, 11 miles to the coast where I work the crab trap lines every spring. I'd sleep at the seaside camp, but there's Milton now, and I want to sleep by his side. We laid our hands on her translucent arms, on the sharp crest of her hip. Of course, we could still comprehend and explain the basics. Under duress, her body had chosen to economize on eggs. But what had we missed? A clamor in her mind that set her legs in motion, or the taut hum of a love that asked too much? Giselle took her time with us in the garden and at the table, ground cherries and leeks, rye bread and vanilla cake. Distantly, we heard the ring of clarity in her mind and knew, as she did, that she was ready to go. A few weeks later, our loom disappeared. Elene had been working on a beautiful and strange piece. She had woven wild grapevines with colored cloth, making thick and messy sections, followed by sections of fine gray and red thread. We had teased her about it. What was it for, exactly? Not harshly, I would say, but often. Soon enough, we longed for the rattle and clack that had backgrounded late afternoons in the hearth room. A greater discontent welled up. Action leapt out in front of thought, and soon there was too much response. Five of us went to meet with the town council. Three of us took it upon ourselves to seek answers in the foothills. And six of us fell into a deep sleep. The more activity there was, the more deeply we slept.